on one occasion, an expert in the law stood up and said, Jesus, teaching he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, he replied, how do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbour? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise.
Dear Lord, we just thank you for today. Thank you for the grandmother we've been having. We just pray now as we, as I just speak your words, Lord, about the neighbours. It's been a very interesting talk for me. But I just want to commit this time to you and pray that everyone can have their ears, their minds open to hear what you've got to say. Bear with my, if I cry, break the ground, I cry. God's been blessing through me. They want to cry, go ahead, cry with me. Doesn't bother me. Today we're talking on neighbours. I had a choice of a few, and neighbours are the ones put out to me. Neighbours. The person you sort of lay your lawn, the guy up the road, you say hello, your man comes out and whinges in your ear, you're doing things wrong. And neighbours, okay, that's an easy subject to talk about, neighbours. Just what I thought was neighbours about on the yard, and I just thought, well, if anyone remember watching Tim the Toolman Taylor, him and Wilson. And Tim would be there and doing his interactions, all sorts of interactions that he'd make, like, oh, I love this, stuff like that. And Wilson would be going, hey, hello, neighbour, and you'd hear Tim would walk, and all you'd see was his hat, or his head. You wouldn't see his face, the big high fences, and you'd just see with me. And Tim would be talking to Wilson about anything. Tim would whinge about his wife, or whinge about things going on, and Wilson would give him advice, and he'd get back into the office of what Wilson would say, and his wife would go out, and she'd convey back to Wilson. It was a neighbour, it was like the friendship of neighbourship was talking over the fence. And I thought, well, that's what I thought neighbours would be. It's just talking person over on one side of the fence to the other. And going through here, it's neighbours is that, but actually in Luke that Scott ran out, it's actually more than just over the fence. Neighbours is everybody. Friends, family, anyone. Wow, okay, it's a bit more in depth than I thought. I thought, man, I shouldn't have showed this one now. It's a bit more in depth than it is, but it's been very good. And what I'd like you to do, first off, while they're doing that, is just turn to someone next to you, just say hello to them, and just let them know how your day was, quickly. Yeah, if you're talking to you're talking to people next door, you just put them in, you find how they go today, and we just presume the neighbours are still there, but people in the street, you walk past the people in the street, they're your neighbours. They're the people you talk to, and sometimes you sort of walk to avoid them, you don't want to speak to them, people you don't want to get on with. And just one of the things is, what is a neighbour, and what actually the Bible says about neighbours? And in Proverbs chapter 11 verse 12, it says, a man who lacks judgment derides his neighbour. And it's so easy to read verses and go, yeah, I understand that, but without actually knowing what the words mean, it's so different and opens up a different emphasis on what the verse means. And it says, a man who has judgment derides his neighbour. Derides has a few meanings. Belittle, hurt, to invite strife, and to help no one. And do you know to belittle someone is Christ you can insult God? And as Christians, we should insult God. And to belittle someone else is God's creation, we're belittling in Him. I didn't see that. I thought, here I'm making jokes with people, putting them down as a joke, I'm joking. We're actually insulting God. And that's something that we shouldn't be doing. And I looked and thought, well, what does Jesus say about treating us and treating others? What does Jesus really say? And in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 39, if you want to open it, we have it on the screen, so if you'd like to open it, and we'll read, I'll read with you as well. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 39. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like this. Love your neighbour as yourself. Love your neighbour as yourself, like you love God. The person walking around beside you, down the street, love them as you love God, like you love yourself. And the conclusion to how can a Christian become a good neighbour, that's my emphasis today, is how can a Christian become a good neighbour? The first conclusion is, a Christian treats his neighbour the same way he treats God. It's a very powerful to me. I've had neighbours up the street that I whinge about. Stuart, old man, what's he doing coming out and whinging me out, ripping out your roses, and he whinges I'm not working, and my wife's doing, oh, the thing I'd love to do to him. Oh, he couldn't reach for it, that's what I'd love to do to this guy. But this has taught me so much about loving your neighbour. Not just your friends, not just your family, your neighbours, everyone around you. Treat them as you would want to treat God. The second one I'm looking at is a Christian acts for the benefit of his neighbours. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 20, I'm going to turn that as well to my sister. Okay, Proverbs verse 20. The poor are shunned even by their neighbours, but the rich have many friends. The verse does go on. It says, here I'm talking about saying, love your neighbours. Treat them as you would treat God. The poor are shunned even by their neighbours. But it goes on in Proverbs verse 21. He who despises his neighbour sins, despises, puts down, doesn't like, turns away. But blessed is he who is kind to the needy. The people who are needing something. Not just money. Spiritual upbringing, spiritual growth. Money's not everything. And people, the one who has rich many friends, he may have a lot of friends, but he doesn't know who his true friends are. They're only there for what they want to get out of it, not what they can get from him. What they're hoping to grow, only for what they want to get out of the money situation. Roger? We'll try and here we go. Okay. Okay. A Christian acts for the benefit of his neighbours. The poor are shunned even by the neighbours, but the rich have many friends. Verse 14 and 20. Verse 14 and 21. He who despises his neighbour sins, but is blessed who is kind to the needy. Just thinking of the one who's kind to the needy, these two verses connect together. And it says in here, there's a verse that, there was actually a paragraph that the guy wrote, and he said, I'll just read it in here because I can't keep looking up and down. It says, he should never forget that the Lord Jesus came into the world as a poor man. He was never rich. He was a poor man. Someone referred to him as my penniless friend from Nazareth. And we have so much respect for God, he was the poorest man. And we should do that for people who are poor and in this world. Have respect for them the way we have respect for God. And that's why how a Christian views a neighbour is at the benefit of his neighbours, not for personal gain, but for gain for them to help them grow. How can a Christian be his neighbour? A Christian acts in a moral and honest way to his neighbour. In Proverbs 24, verse 28 to 29, do not testify against your neighbour without cause, or use your lips to deceive. Do not say, I'll do to him as he's done to me, or pay that man back what he did. Justice. Do not falsely accuse your neighbour of things that he has not done. As Alan spoke about a couple of weeks ago, using your tongue and lips is evil. Do not lie. Do not say things to your neighbour that is not true, or say things that are not true about you. Do not do those things. Do not say to him, he has done to me, or pay back to him what he has done to me. Do not return evil for evil. Do not bring what he has already done back up against him. Forgive him what he has done. Go on. God has given us a wisdom. Don't bring it back to him. Proverbs 26, verse 18 and 19. This is the one that really got me. I'm always going to person says, I say, Jacob, am I joking? You say, person, oh, man, you look fat today. That's a joke. I'm not joking. But what said it is always truth in a joke. But there is. No matter what joke you say to somebody, there's always truth in it. Truth first. And when you were saying, I wasn't joking, I never expected that to be in the Bible. And you know I'm doing what opposite what the Bible says. We were out past morning. And Dad said that he finds people hard and they do things that says the Bible do not do, and they do it. He finds a struggle. This is a big struggle for me. Like a man shooting firebrands or deadly arrows is a man who deceives his neighbour and says, I'll be joking. When you say I'll be joking, it's like a man shooting firebrands and deadly arrows that even hurt that much. It pierces you straight through. It's always truth behind joking. Always truth. Very quick, way more quicker than what I expected. But how can a Christian be a good neighbour? The three points I want to bring up is the three we went through. A Christian treats his neighbour the same way he treats God. The same way. A Christian acts for the benefit of his neighbour. Not for personal gain, but what we can get for them. What we can help them with. Bring them up in a spiritual way, help them out in a financial way, anything. What we can do for them. Third, a Christian acts in a moral and honest way to his neighbour. Without lying, without saying false accusations, without saying something that one night you heard the police there and the ambulance and stuff, and then you think, oh, he's done this, and actually make up lies into it, and they go, oh, did you hear he did this and did that, and false accusations? That's what we should be doing. Because there's a truth to what you're meant to say. The end of the slide, sir. One thing I want to leave with you is when Scott read about the Good Samaritan, about the three guys, that two of them will pass and left the guy, the robber on the road, walk straight past him, turned the blind eye and kept walking. The Good Samaritan helped him up, took him to the place, paid for him, and said, when I come back, I'll pay the rest of my way to him. Remember the Good Samaritan story. This will leave you with one thing. Which one of the travelers would you be? Which one would you be?